there's some cultural norms that are really working against the woman and therefore working against the community. A woman doesn't really know that she has rights to land or to register land, even though the women are the farmers. The men are not the farmers, the women are the farmers. And they are the ones that sort of grow the food, harvest the food, and turn it into actual food that you can eat for their children. So when they don't really have an ability to register the land, sometimes the husband can move on to another wife and then it goes with him, you know, and then she can be left pretty much destitute and her children. So there are, you know, there are a lot of difficulties out there, and it's mostly about kind of what's accepted culturally as normal. Like violence is accepted, like domestic violence is very much normal out there. And if a woman is able to live a life free of violence, to register her land, to get access to land and tools, actually everybody benefits, because a woman's basic instinct is to nurture her children. And for me, it was, you know, 7 days, no mobile phone, no Wi-Fi, which was completely heaven to me, I have to say. And just actually living, being in the situation that you're in and not being anywhere else, which is so unusual for us nowadays, because we're constantly distracted by having to pick up our email, having to answer the phone, having to tweet or do some version of social media. And so we can never actually truly invest in one thing.
Don't run around, run around, that's the way it goes. Run around, the emperor's new clothes. Run around.
During that trip, I was writing down the sort of images that I was seeing, because I was in a bus for like up to 8 hours a day on dirt roads between the villages. And so I knew that I was seeing some pretty amazing things. It's a totally different landscape. The sun is very deep, so incredibly warm. We have a sort of colder colored sun, if you know what I mean. It you know, the color of the landscape, it's the same sun, but we're closer to it, so therefore it shines brighter and more powerful. And it was just so deeply warm. And then just, you know, there was an image of this. I was passing this boy. He was standing beneath a tree. I asked the Oxfam guys what type of tree that is. It's an acacia tree. He was about 6 years old and he had his own flock. He was a shepherd. And he smiled at me. And all these little images are in the song that I wrote, The Same Sun, which became the title track of the album. Because what struck me that day was we're all standing under the same sun, but we're living such different lives.
Shepherd boy who smiles at me beneath the lone acacia tree. He shades below a distant world to dream away, but this moment that we're in today, it's all we know.
So what's on your Christmas list for this year?
Well, I, you know, because I'm an ambassador for Oxfam, I would get a lot of my stuff from Oxfam. And the thing that people should know about it is that, you know, you can actually buy new gifts from Oxfam. Like you can buy socks, games, pens, brooches. And then there's the unwrapped gifts, which is a gift card, which might be care for a baby or mosquito.
Educate somebody or water for a family.
Which is exactly what I did for my brothers and sisters this year, you know. So they all got those cards, and that went to benefit a baby or many different people around the world. And then there's a wonderful thing now that they've started doing, which is they're refurbishing iPads and laptops. So basically you can get a completely cleared and refreshed laptop. And now that's an amazing present. And also because those things are so expensive. And if you can get a second-hand one that feels like completely new for your 16-year-old or whatever it is, then that's what you should do. And then the money goes to Oxfam.
And what about Christmas then?
I love it. I absolutely love Christmas. I mean, the magic of it for the children, Santa Claus. I mean, my kids are 7 and 8 now, so we're just in the throes of all the joy of that. And I absolutely love it. We put up the Christmas tree a couple of days ago. All of that I love. The cooking and the glasses of champagne or whatever you have. It's just, you know, it's a lovely time.
And are you good at cooking the turkey?
Pretty rubbish, but I do it anyway. You know, a couple of years ago, we were in a friend's house next door and we stayed there a bit too long, and I came back and the turkey was completely dry. But, you know, I think I'm getting a little bit better, you know.
Well, listen, it's great to talk to you. Good luck in 2015.
And listen, happy Christmas.
This Christmas night.